And so I'd like to welcome to Tip of the Tower, we've got Olympic bronze medalist. We've got honor roll student. We've got, what is it that you can't do, really? It's Kadesh.
Oh, I don't know. Dance.
There you go. I was going to say, I know that's a lie. Well, we've got Kadesha Buchanan. Yes, Kadesha Buchanan, the women's Olympic national team. Well, women's national team in general. I mean, you've been in just about every competition there is to be for the senior women's team. I just want to say thank you very much for giving us the time today on Tip of the Tower. We're going to jump right into this because, you know, you are really, I've had an opportunity, you know, to get to know you a little bit over the years. And I'm not going to lie, like when I first met you a couple of years ago, you know, I don't think anyone could have really seen exactly how big you would get and how quickly it would happen. You know, right. A lot of things have happened in those years since the first time we met. So, and then I got a chance to also get a little bit about your backstory and just seeing where you're coming from. And it's like, oh my God, like single mother, youngest of seven sisters. It's a very interesting story to tell. And why don't you elaborate a little bit on us, you know, that upbringing and how it kind of molded you into the type of person you are today?
Yeah, I mean, again, thank you for having me tonight. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
We've known each other for a bit a long time, and I guess you kind of seen the journey that I've been on, and we kind of talked about it. But yeah, definitely growing up with so many siblings, there's definitely, I think there's always good and bad. Like with a big family, like the good thing about it is like you have a huge support behind you, and they encourage you to do what you want to do, encourage you to do anything you want to do. So having that encouragement is very helpful, and having sisters that played soccer as well, and I think that's where I get my competitiveness and basically where I am today, because I practice like every day with them and train on and off the field, like even in our house on the field, just kicking the ball around, and parents used to get really mad that we're breaking things, but I think in the end, it was all worth it in the end. So,
yeah.
But like there's other sides of it, like where it was tough. I know on my mom with the financial part of it, because we had a big family. So I think it's just also like knowing the sacrifice and, that me and our family did for myself and my career, and thank God, like that's why like winning a bronze medal is like even greater, because it just shows that nothing went unnoticed, and that like it's just like a payoff, it's like a relief, like you did this for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So
no, of course, and it's I'm glad you brought up that whole you know, even just like the struggles, specifically even financially, because, you know, we actually, anyone that was, you know, big into sports that was watching the Olympics about to come up, was there was that one inspirational story of the Olympic hurdler that's for Canada. And her name escapes me at the moment, but like she was telling her story through that RBC commercial, and she was going through the same situation saying, well, you know, I wasn't the only child. And they actually came to a point where they couldn't afford to give her the training to a certain extent. And she actually had to stop for a little bit. And I wanted to actually direct that question towards you, because you have such a big family. You've got one parent in the household. Was soccer ever in doubt for you at all because of the financial strain, or was it something that, you know, or was it just ingrained in you that it wasn't even in the question?
There definitely was sometimes, or like, you know, at the beginning of the season where people pay like your registration and I know, like, we didn't have it, so it's kind of like, what are we going to do? Like, because there's always there's one parent, like, come on, like, you need to pay this. Like, always nagging. So it's, like, it was kind of frustrating at that point. Like,
yeah.
Like, you just kind of focus on soccer, but, like, that's always in the back of your mind. But definitely, it's like it takes a village to raise a family. So basically in my position, like, the coaches help, teammates help. Teenage moms and parents, like they all played a huge role for me. But also again, like my sister's sacrifice, like, well, a few of them like stopped playing soccer to help me. So like just that as well. Like,
that's huge.
Never take for granted. Yeah. So like, and like, you don't hear about it now because like, we just see how like passionate I was. Like, they play soccer too, but they just, I don't know, like seeing like a fire in me, and they just sacrificed for me, which was big. And there's also one instance like I actually didn't make a team because I had financial issues. So.
Oh my gosh.
But you just put those aside and you just work even harder. And like the next year, I end up making a like provincial team. Like I got cut from this team because I didn't have the financial support.
Was it a rep team or was it like a provincial?
It was like a U14. It was a U14 provincial team.
Oh, okay.
But like different coach, different person. Like you just never stop working.
Of course. I mean, and that's saying something. My goodness, that you could have that, that's family right there to a T, to have your older sisters literally give up on what they love to do to give you a chance.
Right.
I, even for families, that's a big sacrifice.
Right. It was.
Yeah. And that other team lost out on something, so oh, we'll forgive them. I mean, and that's the, and you know what? And that's another reality of sports that I think a lot of parents and other, you know, even other kids, you know, when you're coming up in the system, and I even saw it myself, like playing baseball, there were certain kids that you just knew weren't paying, but it wasn't, you don't always know the story behind it. I think it's always important to reserve judgment about those situations because a lot of people, yeah, like politics is a word that gets thrown about around so much in youth sports. And it is true to a certain extent, even in professional level, the politics actually, I'd argue, even get worse because people are now getting paid, right? Like,
right,
the players are specifically, but you know, you don't always necessarily know the situations. And I think it's always important for people, you know, unless you know exactly what's going down, to always kind of reserve judgment for that, because you never know what people are going through. And especially if the person has the talent, like in your case, then really, you know, it's a different animal compared to just some kid being friends with another kid. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, so big shout out to all those people that were able to support you just outside of your family as well, right, on the soccer level, because I mean, we may not have Kadisha Buchanan now, right?
Yeah, exactly. All
right. And so I want to also, you know, talk about, you've got a young team, right? You've got a fairly young team that's been involved in the World Cup last year, the Olympics this year. Obviously, the veteran presence was there for a number of players that were playing in both of those tournaments. But once again, you guys literally, John Herdman, head coach, made a point to make sure that he was bringing on some girls that weren't even old enough at times to play for the under 20 team, and were bringing in a batch of players like you guys. And I hear a lot of great things about these girls, but none of the commentators or analysts talk about those girls the same way they talk about you. And I just wanted to know, is there any kind of additional pressure that comes with being, you know, the next great Canadian female soccer player behind Sinclair? Because you're really the only person I've found has gotten that kind of attention and being talked about like that after Sinclair, you know, and before any of these other girls. Is there any kind of additional pressure that comes with that? Or does it run through your mind at all? What does that feel like?
I think it's pressure like anyone would want to live up to, you know what I'm saying? Like, to be the next best thing, it's definitely exciting to look forward, but I just feel like they have yet to see what I can bring, and that's the sweetest thing about me. It's not like, I don't think it's too much pressure because I know I have so much to improve. It's not like I'm at my fullest potential and I need to sustain it. Like, I'm still learning and I'm still developing aspects of the game that I don't have yet. So there's a bright future ahead for me, but it's also the crew I have behind me and to help me do the best I can. It's amazing. So it's like, I always give credit to, honestly, like Desiree Scott, because she like literally does my job for me. Like, once she's in play, like, there's, all I have to do is just make a tackle, but she does so much more, and
yeah,
she does gives so much effort to the game. It's like, I think those players need to be like recognized more. Like, I think I have the simplest job out there, because once you direct, like, there's really not much you can do. So I don't know. There's a bit of pressure, but there's pressure like anyone wouldn't want, you know, just to push you to be your best.
Absolutely. It's I can actually vouch for Desiree Scott. She's also an amazing host when it comes to parties.
Yeah.
She knows how to throw a party with her girls when they go out. My goodness. If
I
that
haven't
go
actually been that far because we always been at camp, so I haven't seen that side yet.
Give it a few years.
Yeah.
That's a big shout out to our Kansas City people. They know how to treat a visitor. I'll
Oh.
put
Mm.
Going back to that whole support system, I mean, and this is the kind of advantage I always love of the fact, like I always love talking to athletes that I actually relatively know a little bit because I know what type of person you are off the field to a certain extent in the times that I've gotten to know you is that you're a very reserved girl and you're relatively quiet, like, you know, but you also have that kind of dry sense of humor. And once you get around people and you warm up to them, you can be a ball of energy, right?
Right.
But I find that, you know, you just take all of that kind of energy and reservedness that you have off the field, and you turn it up to about a 15 when you get on the field.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, is that something that you've always had, or is that something that kind of came with time as you continue to play soccer and you continue to grow as a person?
I feel like soccer has always brought out the love, I think the exciting part of me, because I think it's just the passion and the love for the game. Because I remember, like, I moved quite a lot when I was younger, and the only way I made friends is, like, I was, like, super shy, so I wouldn't talk to them. But once, like, recess came, I'm like, oh, like, can I just join this team? Can I join? Can I play soccer with you guys? And then from then on, I just made friends. So, like, I think soccer has just been a part of my life for, like, even just, like, not worrying about what financial issues this soccer just brought up, like just me, just like a free, like free me. So when I'm on that field, I do get like a 10 times louder than I actually am off the field. So yeah, this is like, is this a different side?
Yeah, it's honestly, but it's always a pleasure to be around. I can vouch for that. Now, speaking of emotions, I was actually very impressed with this, with your emotions and how you handled everything after this certain play occurred. I want you to walk me back through that German foul that you had in the semifinals. For people that knew, this was the trip to go to the gold medal. It was a couple of minutes in, and you're famously known in Canada for these, but you're notorious around the rest of the world for these amazing slide tackles that you're able to do. And it didn't matter. It wouldn't matter who it was that was attacking. It could have been Marta. It could have been, you know, it could have been Abby Wambach. You've been able to manage to get that slide tackle on just about anybody in the game. But this one time you jumped a little early. Walk me through that
Right.
scenario and what exactly happened there. Because I want to get to a point right after the fact.
Yeah, I think we all knew Germany was a like was the game was we won and lost in transition. So after I believe we lost the ball and they played a ball over the top, and I think we just got caught. Our back line was just caught flat-footed, and I remember turning and obviously chasing the ball, and I think what I did was I slid too early, which I shouldn't have. I should have just forced a bad shot or just keep my feet and just delay the whole situation. But anyways, everyone, stuff happens, slid, PK. But yeah, I just remember me coming over just saying like next task, like we'll get back in it, and just consoling me after, because it's, I mean, it was really like upsetting and disappointing, obviously at myself, because you know I have so much more, I have better performance and like just better decision making when it comes to like last man back. Just you don't have to, you don't, you didn't have to win it. Just delay and just wait for support.
And you know what though, and that's a part of it though, right? Is that it's the learning process. And the point I always wanted to
Right.
bring out is, you know, even right after that play, even though you guys go down a goal, your game, you didn't change your game. You didn't try and start being more timid or taking less risks. Like that was one thing I always pointed out. Even if I don't know what was going on in your mind at the time, obviously, but it looked like as a fan watching the game, that you weren't trying to sacrifice anything just because you had made a mistake early. And I think that's like the most important thing to take away from that whole scenario.
Yeah, and I think it definitely comes with, again, the support people you have just encourage you to keep playing your game and know that everyone has each other back and just keep being you and you just try to keep being us, try to do what Canada does, but unfortunately,
yeah,
it was a two loss.
Of course. Now, also, I want to do something that was a little bit more interesting at the beginning of the tournament when you had already had a yellow card. And I got a kick out of reading this in the newspapers because some people were even considering that you purposely were delaying a free kick so that you could make it into the semifinals. Would you care to comment on those accusations against you?
No, I think our team wasn't set, so I had no choice but to delay the whole process, and also knew that I was on yellow, but I had to take one for the team, and I know that comes in after would obviously, like, we did have a lot of substitution during this whole entire, we did have a lot of depth in this whole tournament, so I was worried that I got another yellow.
Of course. I'm glad you brought that up as well. How satisfying was it to see that some of the other girls stepped up when it came to the offensive load? Because, you know, I've always been a bit of a vocal critic with the women's national team, is that if St. Clair isn't doing anything, pretty much everyone else I find is usually struggling a little bit, save maybe an Ashley Lawrence or even Tancredi. Tancredi made me eat my words because I a lot of us were puzzled why she was on the starting lineup, especially against Germany, and then she went and scored two goals. Mm-hmm. So how did it feel? Because it kind of plays on what you're saying, is that, yeah, it's true. You guys didn't necessarily have the depth that you normally have, so to speak, for this Olympics specifically. How satisfying was it to see everybody else kind of step up?
Yeah, I think it was great just to get the rotation in because it's definitely a two-day turnaround during the Olympics. So to give players rest and to know that once you step on, no one has changed. Like, we still play Canada's brand, we still play Canada's soccer. So that was good in terms of just managing our legs throughout the whole tournament.
Mm-hmm. What was it like meeting Usain Bolt?
Obviously, both of my parents.
How did that happen, actually? Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I need you to tell the story. Because we saw that. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, we're definitely excited. So, I mean, for me, Usain Bolt's like one of my all-time favorite athletes. Like, he's just a beast, a boss. Like, he dance, he loves soccer, like, he couldn't just Man U. Like, he's just, like, an all-around, like, awesome person. And so both of my parents are Jamaican, so obviously, like, I'm into that culture, and he just won 3 gold medals at this game as well. So I was like, we went to Jamaica House, because, again, like, they're fun. So we went.
Yeah.
And he was there, and it was actually his birthday, so it was kind of out and about. And so I believe Ashley asked to take a picture, so we all, like, jumped in and swarmed. And, like, I was so hot, so heated. Like, as I'm in the picture, like, I'm the furthest from everyone. Like, I'm the furthest from, like, Usain Bolt. Like, everyone's, like, kind of around, and I'm, like, so far. Like, I was just, like, flustered. It was amazing. And, yeah, I always remember that night.
You got to bring your inner, you know, Kadisha defender out and, you know, box for some space there.
Yeah, I got off the field, Kadisha shy. Fangirl.
That's okay. I'm sure you lined up a little bit as the night went on. But so also, you know, last question. I wanted to first of all say congratulations as well for you know, you came back, West Virginia Mountaineers. You guys have made a very good start off to the season. So best of luck with that as you guys are moving forward with that. But the last question I wanted to ask you is this team now. Obviously, your best offensive player, Christine Sinclair. We don't necessarily know if she's still going to be back for the next major tournaments. And a lot of it now is going to be shifting towards the youth.
Right.
Do you feel like Canada has a chance at the top spot in this world, in the world rankings, and at a chance at a World Cup final or an Olympic gold medal game? Because you guys have always been the team that it seems to be kind of just hovering just outside of, like, the elite classic company in the world for women's soccer. Do you see this next generation as being a team that could push the envelope and bring it to that place that pretty much this country's never been to before?
Yeah, I definitely feel like the young generation has quite an impact on the team as well. Again, like, as you see during the Olympics, like, Dan scoring, like, the winning goal. Well, obviously it was 2-0, but...
Yeah.
Geez, like, opening up the goal for us, and obviously Ash creating that, so I think... And I feel like Jessie is, like, viraling right now because she played UCLA and she had, like, this cheeky, like, awesome move. So I think it just shows that, like, we do have talent in this group. And I know, like, some of the vets are still coming back. So you have that experience and that leadership. So for, like, the next major tournament, like, again, like, that's in, like, 3 years, and all the youngsters will be more experienced and, I think, more vocal as, and more of a leadership role as, like, age comes. You just become, I feel like, more of a leader. So I think by the next World Cup, or, yeah, I guess World Cup is the next major thing, like, we will be ready in France.
Do you explain that to any of the younger players, considering the fact that you're kind of where they were a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I always tell Deanne, like, you haven't even been to the U17. Like, this is, she still could go to U17, she still could go to U20, and she's been to the Olympics. So just, like, for her, like, just to know, like, her potential, and like, we were all there, me, Ash, Jess, we were all in, like, that same position, just, like, bypassing the system and coming up to the full team.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's got to be quite the experience. What was your first, what did it feel like to be out there the first time? And the senior national team?
The first time I got called up was actually December after they won bronze. So it's almost been 4 years since I've been on the team. It's crazy. I just remember my first camp was was amazing. I was shocked. Like, I met Christine Sinclair and Aaron everyone. I met everyone for the first time, and I remember just saying, like, Mom, I just shook Christine Sinclair's hand, like, I'm never washing it again. But obviously, I did many times. So it was just, like, it was crazy, crazy to see, like, the people who you watch, grew up watching, grew up loving, you were training with them the next day.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine your family as well were just as excited for you based off of, you know, even just telling us earlier in the interview, all the sacrifices that they made to get you to that position. I mean, it's... I can imagine how they were feeling too.
Yeah, I think just overall my whole family was truly excited. And when I got back from the Olympics, we had a family dinner before the next day I had to go back to school. So that one day was, like, again, a special day for me.
That's perfect. So what does that bronze mean to you?
Again, it means a lot. Like, I can't say it's just one thing. I think it's just proud.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look back at it and just, I think it's just motivation just to keep me going, and who do I do it for? Just a lot of things, what this bronze medal means to me.
Of course. I mean, because once again, like, that's something they'll never be able to take away from you. You're an Olympic medalist now.
Exactly.
But I just want to say thank you so much for giving us some time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today. It's always been a pleasure anytime that we get a chance to chat. And I'm looking forward to many more years of Kedisha Buchanan representing the Maple Leaf and wherever else you might end up deciding to go after college, whether it's pro. It's a different animal out there, and I know that you're going to be ready for the challenge. I know that for a fact. And I just want you to know everybody here in Toronto is incredibly proud of you. And best of luck with the college season. And I hope that, you know, this whole experience this summer is only made you a better player and made you hungry for more.
All right. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. So, Kedisha Buchanan. Sorry, go ahead, Kedisha.
No, I was just saying, me too. Like, thanks.
Yeah, no, of course, anytime. And that's Kedisha Buchanan, the bronze medalist, Olympic bronze medalist. Don't get it twisted. Soon to be Olympic gold medalist in a few years. World Cup champion, maybe. You heard it here first. I mean, I'm giving you my seal of approval. I'm calling it okay. World Cup champ in 3 years.
Stamp it.
We're stamping it.
Yes.
And you and Tiff can do that. That you and Tiff have that celebration in mind.
Yes, I'm still waiting for it.
Oh, it'll
touch the ball, control, true ball. Like I just in me. Like I can't wait.
I can imagine once you guys won that bronze, Tiff was doing it like crazy in Germany.
Oh my gosh, I just can't wait.
Oh my god. No, I'm excited to see what happens with both of you guys. So, just thanks again for the time.